And once again, it's the Power Hour. I'm Dave Krieger, your host, and it's the end of the week as we know it. That's right, it's Friday, January 14th, 2022. And it's wonderful to have you joining us today because, I mean, we are news heavy today. There's just been an awful lot happening. First, I want to tell you that the Power Mall, that's how we survive here, folks, because of you. We're able to stay on the air and bring you news and truthful news, as it were. 10% off Strauss Natural Products this week at the Power Mall, as well as Transderma Minerals Magnesium Oil. Because, as you know, stress depletes magnesium. Here's a great way to recharge. And we're doing a buy one, get one still in the Tranquil while supplies last. And we have a little happy 2022 little code there that you use when you check out at the Power Mall, and you get $5 off your purchase. That's right. We are doing that because we're thanking you for showing all of our – that's kind of like our New Year's resolution, showing our support for you as you show your support for us by giving you $5 off. And that code is good until February 28th. Wow. And we gave a little shout-out yesterday to Harry Grothjohn at WBCR AM 1470 in Maryville, Tennessee, part of the Alcoa Network, once again airing the Power Hour. And we want to let you know that it's not live on WBCR, but rather we broadcast each morning at 8 a.m. So that means from 8 to 10, those of you in Maryville, Tennessee, in eastern Blount County can dial up at 8 o'clock and hear yesterday's show, which unfortunately also means you cannot call in on our listener line. 844-769-2944. That's the number you call if you're listening right now at 11:07 a.m. Friday, the 14th of January, Central Time. So you got to do your little math calculations. That means it's 12:07 if you're on the East Coast, 9:07 if you're in, 10:07 if you're in Mountain Time, 9:07 Pacific. And if you're listening to the Power Hour then, and you hear me say today, then you can call in 844-769-2944. And we can engage in a little social intercourse. For those of you wanting to know what's going on in Phoenix right now, the Clay Clark Reawakening America Tour is up and running. So is our live stream on thepowerhour.com. And you can scroll down to the live stream page, see the speakers scheduled. And if they have spoken, it'll be there. It'll be live streaming when they're on. We had Dr. Syed Haider on the show a couple days ago this week. And we are publishing his ebook on thepowerhour.com. You can see it right there if you look at the big billboard as you come onto the screen on thepowerhour.com. This ebook is very important. It's in PDF and it's there for you to download for a reason. Now I'm going to tell you what the reason is. Everybody here is always looking for solutions. Everybody always complains. It's so easy to gripe and complain and, launch diatribes against virtually everything. In this day and age, that's pretty much what we've been programmed to do after being locked down for 20 months or 24 months or whatever the case may be, depending on what state you're in, whether you're in a free state or a slave state. Yes, sadly, they do exist today, folks. That is a reality of today. But there is a guy, Dr. Syed Haider, that was on our show, and he's in Houston, I have discovered, because of his phone number, which is a 281 number, 281-219-7367. That is posted also on thepowerhour.com, along with his website link, mygotodoc.com. And why is that important? Not only can you get his COVID care, this doctor is frontline. He has treated over 35,000 patients. Four of them got to him too late and had to be hospitalized. They still got better. They're not dead. And he had one that apparently didn't like the feeling he was getting when he took the fluvoxamine, which is kind of like an antidepressant. He didn't like the feeling and checked himself into a hospital. And 2 days later, they let him out. They said, look, you're fine, dude. No deaths. Nobody died under Dr. Haider's watch. So that should tell you something. Over 35,000 and no deaths. 35,000 and oh. That's pretty good average, I would say. And we're trying to help you because here's the deal. Dr. Haider will do a teleconference with you. They call it a telehealth in this day and age. And he will actually stock your medicine cabinet with all of the protocols you need just in case you get COVID. Omicron, Omegod, moronic, whatever virus you want to call it. Fluvona, Flurona, my Flurona. Yeah, whatever you get, it doesn't matter. He has a protocol. He'll stock your medicine cabinet in advance. Isn't it better to be prepared? Scout's honor. But here's the thing. My wife was surfing next door. Many of you have that program in your neighborhood. And apparently somebody visited their dentist to get some work done on their teeth. The entire office is vaccinated. She's not vaccinated. And she posted on Nextdoor that she got COVID from her dentist. They're all vaccinated. There's no other place that she's been. You see, that's the thing about the unvaccinated. You are susceptible to the vaccinated. You got to think about that. Depends on where you go, what you do, whether you social distance. But here at the dentist chair, you're up close and personal. So if you go to the doctor, go to the dentist, you want to evaluate whoever it is that you're standing near. And if they're working on your teeth and there's any kind of exchange of fluids or, you know, gloves or anything they're touching or implements that are getting stuck in your mouth, you know, whatever the case may be, if these people have all been jabbed, and see, the far right will use the term shedding. We don't like using that term. I've had some of my friends who are, you know, subscribe to that. They basically say, oh, well, once you get the jab, you'll shed for 46 days. And I'm like, really? You know, see, we can't verify that information, and I am all about data. I don't want to sit here and lie to you and give you information that is either gives you a reason to be skeptical. That's not right to tell anybody anything. That's going to leave you in a scenario where you feel like, okay, what is this guy talking about? I'm gonna take another shot at Brighteon. Yes, we're on there. We have Brighteon posts for Dr. Syed Haider's COVID protocols, part one and two. They're on there on Brighteon.com, available for sharing. But the guy that actually started this, Mike Adams, he is not a doctor. And he has been coming out with what I consider some of this ultra-right gobbledygook to scare people. He's the one that first was reporting that Washington State has got concentration camps for COVID. Well, you have another headline article from Brighteon. Washington State legalized flesh goo liquefaction of human corpses before activating COVID concentration camps. We have a way to dispose of bodies by turning them into liquid goo. Oh, my God. Do I see Soylent Green in your future? When you put junk like this out there and people are reading this stuff, what are they supposed to believe? Like, you're the guy? Oh, I'm the one that told you all about flesh goo. We were first to report it. We got the scoop. Wow. You know, if here's the thing. If you're going to be an extremist and you're going to put junk out like that, be prepared for blowback. And this is one guy, because I look at data. He posted on there RCW, which is Washington Code, right? Revised Code of Washington, RCW, 68.50.110. All right. Now I want to discuss Washington Revised Code 68.5, and then I'm going to go down to 110, which is on page 20. Let's see. I'll find it. Hang on. I'm scrolling down. I'm going to hit it here. 110. You're in there somewhere. I know you are. Here we are. Burial, cremation, alkaline hydrolysis, or natural organic reduction. Except in cases of dissection provided for in RCW 68.5.100, where human remains are rightfully carried through or removed from the state for the purposes of burial elsewhere. Now, this particular dissection, what we're talking about is bodies that are donated to science, all right, so that they can examine them and learn. Other students can learn for the purposes of instruction, all right? Let's get that straight. This gobbledygook about legalizing flesh goo, Washington State, I'm going to tell you right now, is not the only state that's done it. So stop believing half this gobbledygook unless you look up and do the research like I do. I always look it up because he's citing the law here on the Brighteon website. And I got to take issue with you, Mike. I'm sorry. Because then I went and looked at what natural organic reduction is. It is also known as human composting. Believe it or not, I don't want you to be scared about this. This is actually going on. And Herland Forest Natural Burial Cemetery, it's in 509 area code. 509, I believe, is Eastern Washington, if I'm not mistaken, from the area code. And they talk about in 2019, the state legislature approved a bill which authorizes the use of natural organic reduction as an approved means of disposition of human remains. And in June of 2020, Herland Forest Cemetery became the first facility in the United States to be licensed to provide this means of disposition. So you have the opportunity, if you want to be buried in a composition chamber. And basically, you know, what it is, the reduced remains are packaged into four open-top food-grade 55-gallon drums to undergo a secondary reduction process that is similar to the way that wine is transferred to barrels and aged. Since death comes when it comes, and since Herland Forest NOR process is an off-grid process designed to operate within the natural seasonal rhythm, the timing of the process is dependent on nature, and it goes faster in summer than it does in winter. Why? Because of heat. People who want to use reduced remains on their own property can pick up the reduced remains at that time of the year that's conducive to their needs and their situation. This is something that is done naturally. Basically, the floor of the cradle that they're going in is prepared with a bed of wood chips, wildflowers gathered from the surrounding forest. After they're laid to rest in the cradle, more wood chips are added, some 200 gallons in all, and the lid is secured. And solar energy and photovoltaic panels power a high-temperature composting process between 160 and 165 degrees, which accelerates the natural breakdown of human remains into soil. All right? So let's get that straight. It's a natural, licensed process. All right? Let's stop with this flesh goo, Soylent Green garbage. The other thing that this cited was alkaline hydrolysis. This, another word for this is water cremation. So let's stop talking about the fact they passed this law before they passed the COVID concentration camps, like they thought that all these people were going to die and we have to have some place to put them. Well, wait a minute. What happens if they all got the jab and they die to the jab? Did they still have to have some place to put them? Well, how does water cremation work for those of you who don't know? The deceased remains are placed inside a water, an airtight chamber containing a mixture of water and alkaline chemicals. Now, remember we talked yesterday about alkaline being 7.35 of the human body? Well, they changed the alkalinity. The process can take anywhere from 3 to 18 hours, depending on the deceased's mass and weight and the funeral professional's technique and equipment. Cremation is typically used either potassium hydroxide or sodium hydroxide or a combination of the two as their alkaline agents. After the process is complete, all that remains are bone fragments and sterile liquid solution containing no body tissue or DNA. The bone fragments are dried, pulverized. Water cremation results in around a third more cremated remains than traditional cremation. Did you know that? I had my mom cremated, so I got to see what was in the ash because I buried her. So it sometimes requires larger urns. I know this may be sounding sick and twisted to a lot of you, but you got to understand there are people out there putting this flesh goo garbage, it's crap in my book, trying to scare you into thinking that Washington State has done something nefarious, and that these legislators are evil. Well, I'm going to tell you something here. Regulators have approved and accepted alkaline hydrolysis, water cremation in Alabama, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Idaho, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, and Washington. Texas is also considering allowing alkaline hydrolysis as a form of cremation. So let's cut with the flesh goo crap, Mike Adams. Stop putting garbage like that on Brighteon and scaring the hell out of my listeners. This is not right, folks. You have to sift through the data. And I take issue with a lot of this garbage, and every time I see something extreme out there, it's like, okay, here goes the right wing. The ultra-right is scaring the hell out of people. It's bad enough the left are doing it. Now we got the right doing it too, trying to make us think that there's something nefarious going on when this process is not just confined to Washington State. Oh, but they did it before they passed this other law about COVID concentration camps. They must have a nefarious plan. Really? You know, I take issue with stuff like this, folks. It is not the rule of law unless there is a law passed by the state's legislature. If you love the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, the power is reserved to the states to make that determination. This is exactly what they have done here. And, you know, they also left it up to the states for another major headline we talk about today. The Supreme Court. Hold on there. Wow, is that Yosemite Sam from Looney Tunes days? Oh, Looney Tunes. I see Yosemite Sam. You must be talking about the little old man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old. That's Looney Tunes for you. Him and his vice president chump. The Supreme Court has blocked the business vaccine rule, but here's the caveat. they've declined to stay healthcare worker mandates. That means if you are in the healthcare industry and you survived the front line when COVID hit originally, you still got to get the jab. They have decided to allow a separate regulation that requires healthcare workers to get the vaccine to take effect. In a 6-3 ruling, the court halted the mandate for all private employers with 100 or more workers, ruling that the states and the companies that challenged the rule were likely to succeed. They upheld that OSHA mandate. And of course, Biden responded saying he was, quote, disappointed. And you know, they're still going to push the jab on everybody. I'm serious. This is how crazy things have gotten. An assignment detail posted by a Florida University professor offered 10 extra credit points for students who got COVID-19 vaccines. And of course, after the Epic Times contacted the university the day after that post happened, it got yanked off their site. It was posted at 6:17 p.m. by Professor Diana Taylor for her introduction to leadership classes at the University of North Florida. 10 extra credit points. Really? And what happens if you get the jab and you get myocarditis at your age, which most of these college students, I mean, literally, what happens if you're out playing sports and you drop dead in the field? Then what? Oh, but I got 10 extra credits. The stupidity of this. Time for our Forrest Gumpism. Stupid is as stupid does. Yep. You got to love this. We're trying to tell you the truth. This is the stupidity of what these liberal, this is what I'm paying this kind of money for college tuition to have these professors inundate my kid with this kind of garbage. 10 extra credit points. Why don't you offer them a pizza while you're at it? And beer. Maybe we can all do beer bongs while we eat pizza and get the jab. Wouldn't that be fun? The stupidity of these people and their college professors, really? Where are they getting their data from, folks? It's all about the data. I keep telling you, the data, data, data. It's all about the data, and it keeps changing day to day. How do I know this? Because the CDC has just come out and said that the PCR tests, these tests that everybody shoving up their nose with this graphene oxide on it, they don't work. The CDC has just said they don't work. What part of that equation, everybody, oh, we got to get in a line, we got to get in our car, oh my God, we're going to get COVID, we have to go get somebody to shove something up our nose. I'll tell you where I'd like to shove it. Mercola is reporting the experts are warning the PCR test is not valid. It produces too many false positives. It can pick up on dead, non-replicating viral debris. And the CDC has now admitted the PCR test can remain positive for up to 12 weeks after infection. For this reason, they say most people don't need to retest negative before entering their quarantine, before ending it. This is crazy. And here, where are these tests coming from? China. Who gave us the virus? China. Who made the masks everybody wants us to wear? China. And we're just, you know, all these COVIDiots are wearing them while they're driving. That's why I call them COVIDiots. I mean, mask wearing. Is there a negative side to wearing a mask? Yes, there is. Mercola is reporting that some have found that wearing a mask while exercising reduces your oxygen intake and drives up your CO2 levels. Symptoms of high CO2 levels include headache, dizziness, fatigue, poor concentration, nausea. So much so, two schoolboys in China died while running with a mask on. Why would you do this? I see people going down the street riding a bicycle with a mask on. I call them COVIDiots as well. And these people who wear them while driving in a closed space in their car, they're wearing a mask. You know what happens when all of a sudden you have hypoxia and you pass out at the whirl at the wheel? Do you know what you have? You have a covaccident. Yes, I know. That was a joke. This is nutty. Nutty, 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 folks. Think about what you're doing. Behavioral modification, what you need to know. Mercola is also reporting that neuroscientists have been working on a number of advanced techniques with military applications. Magnetogenetics is a technique of using magnetic fields to remotely control cell activity In human experiments, scientists experimented with reducing religious feelings. In animal experiments, researchers were able to induce specific behaviors in mice using genetically modified viruses and magnetic fields. And another area of behavioral modification is digital vaccines. Ta-da! You knew that was coming. Special software for behavioral change. Imagine if you will. Yes, it really does happen. They're doing this. They want you to know what's going on. You know, we want you to know what's going on. It's as bad as the flesh goo story. You know, when you start hearing stuff like this, it is just the craziest thing in La La Land. Of course, you know, we call that Looney Tunes. A lot of the stuff, you know, is generated out of D.C. Speaking of which, the BBC is reporting that the leader of the far-right militia group, the Oath Keepers, has been charged with seditious conspiracy over last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Stuart Rhodes was among 11 people to be charged with the crime yesterday. He was arrested at his home in Texas, according to his lawyer. This is the first time the sedition charge has been applied over the deadly riot. The only thing deadly about the riot was Ashley Babbitt being murdered by a Capitol police officer, and they did nothing about it. She was not armed. And this guy can go to bed and sleep at night. Trump supporters stormed Congress in January 2021 as it was meeting to certify Joe Biden's victory. And, of course, more than 725 people have been arrested for the attack. Mr. Rhodes is a 56-year-old former U.S. paratrooper and Yale-educated lawyer. He's accused of conspiring with others to oppose by force the execution of the laws governing the transfer of presidential power. The sedition charge is defined as attempting to overthrow, put down, or to destroy the force of government in the U.S. We'll continue with this diatribe after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
21 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, January 14th, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. You remember all of the news reports coming out about Prince Andrew and his association with Jeffrey Epstein? Well, we told you yesterday that his trial is going to move forward. Yes, Virginia Giuffre brought a case against him stating, and this is a civil matter, stating that he sexually assaulted her when she was 7 years old, not once but three different times. As a result, Irish Times and Breitbart are both reporting that the Queen has had enough. She has removed a range of military affiliations as royal patronages held by Prince Andrew, according to Buckingham Palace. The Duke of York will no longer be able to use his Royal Highness style. The move comes after the U.S. judge gave the green light for her second son to face a sexual assault civil lawsuit. It's crazy. It's moving into the discovery phase right now where he may have to undergo a deposition. So it won't even be a royal deposition. He's being attacked as an individual right now. About 150 military men wrote to the Queen and says, you know, we are really outraged and angered that you're going to still allow Prince Andrew to do this. She was 17 years old at the time you had sex with her on three different occasions, according to the allegations. And you're going to have to stand as an individual. And the Queen did as these folks asked, stripping Andrew of his honorary military titles. So your Royal Highness just went right out the door. He's about to understand what it felt like to be OJ in the lawsuit brought by the Brown-Goldman clans. Here's another interesting twist to your life insurance policy. Check it, would you? Because, see, there are certain things that life insurance policies don't cover. In fact, most insurance policies don't cover acts of God and civil unrest. Well, Technocracy News is reporting that workers who refuse to get vaccinated against COVID may face financial repercussions from higher health insurance premiums to loss of their jobs. Now the financial fallout might follow workers beyond the grave. If they die of COVID and weren't vaccinated, their families may not get death benefits they would otherwise have gotten. New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority no longer pays a $500,000 death benefit to the families of subway, bus, and commuter rail workers who die of COVID if the workers were unvaccinated at the time of death. It's crazy because now the workers in the benefit disputes have hired an attorney who says it strikes me as needlessly cruel. Other employers have similar concerns about providing death or other benefits to employees who refuse to be vaccinated. But here's the thing. All these people that are being vaccinated are getting COVID. And what happens if they have multiple comorbidity factors and they die of it? They're going to get the $500,000 death benefit. Gee, what a great way to bankrupt an insurance company. See, the stupidity, it's like it doesn't roll downhill, it's rolling uphill. It rolls downhill from the White House, from the Looney Tunes in the White House. And this is crazy. You better check your insurance policies, folks, because if it's going on with the MTA, I mean, you know, you have to be aware of what the insurance policy terms and conditions say. I think it's time you get your insurance policies out there and take a look at it to see if it says anything about whether or not you need to be vaccinated. And if you really have any concerns, call your life insurance agent and ask them that question. I would rather have you do that and do your homework and your research rather than get stung when the inevitable happens. And it will happen because we're not going to live forever. Wesley J. Smith has come out with an article on Technocracy News stating pro-life advocacy and policies are implacably imposed by the elites of the West. The UN promotes abortion access as an international norm. Leaders of the European Union continually criticize an attempt to stifle pro-life laws in Poland and Hungary. all of the world's most influential medical journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the British Medical Journal, all of those take the propriety of abortion as a matter of basic patient rights, with some now moving on to endorse assisted suicide. And of course, virtually all mainstream media oppose the sanctity of life advocacy as a matter of course. Despite these wailing headwinds, according to Smith, the pro-life movement has exercised the freedoms available in the West internationally to contest anti-sanctity of life orthodoxies and policies in the public square and in the halls of government, battling not only abortion, but also legalization of euthanasia and assisted suicide. Yeah, we're talking about Kevorkian here, folks. The moral propriety of embryonic stem cell research and other biotechnologies, threats to medical conscience and the like. But come the technocracy, a time may arise in which there are no advocacy zones to hinder the sanctity of life activists from presenting contrary ideas to the general community and enacting public policies through the usual democratic processes. This is why your 10th Amendment rights are so important in this day and age, folks. Epoch Times is also reporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said 1 million expired COVID-19 test kits have been given an extension by the FDA and will be sourced out to health departments and other larger testing sites. Wow. And here's the thing. The CDC just said these bloody things don't work. But here we have somebody that's like, look, we have all these million test kits. I don't care whether they're expired or not. People want to be tested. Let's shove it up there and see what happens. Wow. You think it would give somebody, you know, these aren't for at-home use. You can't just send these into somebody's house. These have to go to a professional testing site. That's where they're going. Even if they don't work. Monoclonal antibodies is another aspect we need to be aware of. The head of the medical supplies company involved in the distribution of these things across southeastern and northeastern regions of the nation has told the Epoch Times in a January 12th interview that the government takeover of the monoclonal antibody supply chain has exacerbated backlogs and shortages. See, if you want anything done right, let the government get involved, right? And I'm being sarcastic here. Nobody's going to say no to the government. These products are free practically. Yeah, I love it when they say free practically. That means there's strings attached, folks. There's nothing you can expect from your government without strings attached. There always are. Nothing is free. The tax dollars, somebody's tax dollars are paying for this. And all these people are scared.
Oh, I have to go have somebody shove something up my nose.
Yeah.
Not the gravy. Not the gravy.
Remember that Mel Gibson in Conspiracy Theory when the guy, Patrick Stewart has him tied up in a chair and he's going to, a little gravy for the brain. These people, I swear to God, they've drunk the Kool-Aid or gotten injected with something. I don't know what they're smoking crack, what they're doing, but, you know, running off to a testing site when you don't have any conditions, if you don't have any symptoms, you're so much better off rather than subjecting yourself to this nonsense by just going on to thepowerhour.com and scrolling down and clicking on Dr. Syed Haider's protocols. It's so much easier. It's less painful and you don't have to worry. This is the one way you say no to the jab, folks. That's why we're telling you this. Here's the other thing, too, about taking ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and any of these other frontline doctor-tested, and I'm saying tested because 35,000 people and no deaths, that to me is tested. That's results. You want data? We got data. But you see, the thing is when you go out and you start touting things like J.R. Howell did, he's the founder of a group of critical COVID-19 vaccine mandates. He's going to get out there and blast. And now New Hampshire is coming after him. One of their leading political conservatives is fighting to keep his children from the state coming in from their child protection services and taking his kids. Why is that? Because somebody found out that J.R. Howell, the founder of Reopen New Hampshire, an activist group that criticizes COVID-19 vaccine mandates, gave his 13-year-old son ivermectin. Why on earth would you go out and tell everybody what you're doing? Why would you tell your family doctor you are taking ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any of these other protocols the frontline doctors are saying? You don't know how your doctor is thinking unless he comes right out and tells you, well, I would have prescribed you ivermectin if you would have asked. You see, this is one of the reasons why they don't like you doing telephone taping or videotaping of anything going on inside of a doctor's office, because they don't want them being held liable. They don't want to be held liable for this stuff, which is why they won't let you videotape or record anything inside the grocery store when you go in to get the jab. Look at the signs. They tell you that. Why? Because they don't want somebody coming out with a news story like this. But see, the Division of Children, Youth, and Family showed up on the doorstep the night of December 9th with an emergency ex parte order to take custody of Howell's 13-year-old son. And he's calling him a terrorist organization. They have no grounds to seek removal of my son from the home. Kathleen Remillard, public information officer for the DCYF, told the Epoch Times that the agency is unable to comment due to state and federal confidentiality laws. Howell provided the Epoch Times with a medical report showing an Amherst, New Hampshire physician found the teen to be in overall good health less than 24 hours after the agency tried to take emergency custody of him. Howell's son, who stands over 6 feet tall, has a black belt in Taekwondo, has already returned to his martial arts classes, was over at a friend's house when the DCYF showed up with two police officers on December 9th looking for his son and his 17-year-old daughter. You see, folks, here's the thing. If you're going to use frontline protocols, shut up about it. It's one thing to share information and let people go do the research, but when you go out and you start telling everybody, oh, I've given my kids ivermectin, and you start bragging to the world about it. See, I go back to this comment that I got from a school nurse when my daughter was in high school. That's one of the reasons she's homeschooled her last year, her junior year, because the nurse told me, I can make one phone call and have your child taken out of the house. And you see, here's the thing. A school nurse is the one who actually made the phone call. Now, if I were J.R. Howell, besides the lawsuit I would be filing, I would be going after that nurse that ratted her son out to authorities. I would make her spend so much money, it would put her into bankruptcy. Because this is all these people understand, folks. These people on God complex trips only understand one thing, lawsuits. We live in a litigious society. And these people think they're doing right. Oh, they've got a conscience. They're so left-wing. They've got a conscience. And, oh, my God, you can't give your kid ivermectin? The CDC says you can't do that. That's against Fauci's protocols. You should have given him remdesivir and put him on a ventilator and killed him. Stupidity, these people. And so the only way to deal with it is to actually file, get an attorney, and file a lawsuit against them individually and take them out. Bankrupt them, put them in the poorhouse. And see, we just had John O'Connor on, who was a former federal prosecutor in San Francisco, and he just said that somebody sticking your kid with a jab without your consent is assault, and it's criminal, and they need to be prosecuted. So this is how you're going to stand up and say no, especially if you've got kids in public school, public fool, whatever the case may be. If you're not homeschooling them, like some of our learned, cultured parents are out there that listen to the show, God bless you for doing that. More and more people should. But don't tell the world you're giving your kids ivermectin, even if it's making them better. It's none of their business. You ever heard of HIPAA? That applies to them, too, and should apply to you. You don't need to tell anybody what you're giving your kid. It's none of their damn business. You should be happy that we have Democrats, moderate or otherwise, that are willing to stand up and stop their own party from weakening or getting rid of the filibuster. The Democrats used it 300 times in the last session. Republicans only used it once. But now, because it benefits Biden's aspiration to pass comprehensive voting legislation that would basically allow the federal government to take over elections so they can continue to have Democrat Looney Tunes in the White House. Well, Senator Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia have both said, we're not going along with this. Not doing it. And Chucky is pissed. You know who that is? Senate Majority Leader Chucky. You know, the little cartoon character with a knife that they made all the horror movies about? Yeah, that's what I call him, Chucky, because he'll stab you in the back if you're not watching. This guy, to me, is, you know, and he used to support the filibuster. Now he wants to get rid of it because it benefits him. You see the hypocrisy here, folks? Then what does President Biden do? Instead of standing up and doing the right thing, what does he do? He goes to Georgia and tells a mostly black crowd that he has to protect democracy from these Jim Crow laws, and they don't even bother to read it. I don't think he even can read it. I think he's beyond the capability of reading things other than a teleprompter with "See Dick Run, See Jane Run" printed in the teleprompt. I don't think the guy can read anything any more complicated than that without stuttering. And if you watched Kamala Harris with the NBC News reporter, I mean, it's funny. You talk about cheap entertainment. It's no wonder everybody in her office is leaving in droves. And Biden goes out and lies, saying the filibuster is not used by Republicans to bring the Senate together, but to pull it further apart. This coming from someone that has divided the country ever since he took office and said he was going to unite the country. More cheap entertainment, folks. You should know what's going on our border. It's now starting to ramp up. Epic Times has got a headline out here, a gun at every door. Border rancher sees 2,400% increase in illegal aliens on his property. This is coming from Cochise County, Arizona. For those of you living down there, ranching and smuggling are respectively the primary legitimate and illegitimate economic drivers down there. Much to John Ladd's frustration, the two industries intersect on his ranch, which is sandwiched between the U.S.-Mexico border and Highway 92, a convenient smuggling pickup road. His ranch shares 10.5 miles of border with Mexico, and in mid-2019 had an average of 12 illegal aliens traversing his land daily, with Border Patrol only catching about half of them. Now he says about 300 a day. Border Patrol catches about 30% of them. The numbers started escalating the same time the 2020 presidential election swung in Joe Biden's favor. As crazy as it is, Ladd says, and the sheriff, Mark Daniels, said, they placed hundreds of trail cameras throughout the county since 2017 to detect all of these illegal aliens, traffickers, and smugglers. It's kind of dangerous going through some of those areas because it gets pretty cold in the desert at night. The drugs are still coming across, but the cartels are making an endless amount of cash with human smuggling, so they've added a new lucrative revenue stream. Daniel's cameras are catching about 6,000 illegal aliens a month in the county. Border Patrol is detecting an additional 10,000. Detective Jake Karchner, who's part of the sheriff's border team run by Sergeant Tim Williams, said each illegal alien has to pay the Sinaloa cartel between $7,000 and $9,000 on average to get across the border. And they're taking him into custody. And Karchner, of course, has been threatened by the cartels multiple times. You should know that. None of this, as far as defending our borders, it comes with a price. For those of you who are into social media, Gab.com, G-A-B, has now come out with the help of Joe Rogan, the podcaster, and they have gone after Getter, G-E-T-T-R, as well as Rumble, declaring these are not what they say they are. On the day that President Trump joined the platform, Rumble updated their terms of service to ban hate speech. And this are key findings that are being reported by Gab News is that Getter is using a Chinese app called Gitome. It's still being published in Google Play, and it's effectively providing a backdoor to Getter where the Chinese can come in and track you. I'm going to simply just say, why are you on Getter? Why are you on Parler? And why are you on Rumble? All of these different platforms have First Amendment tags attached to them, and they will be able to monitor. They will be able to delete you and continue the censorship. Gab is the only platform, according to its sources, that has stood up to censorship and said no to Apple and Google, Visa, PayPal, and dozens of processors, cloud hosting providers, email services, banks, the mainstream media, the nation state of Germany, the Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty Law Center, fellow conservatives, Congress. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk, Gab says. Signing off with In His Service. And they're willing to take the heat from Apple, Google, the banks, and even foreign governments. They'll continue to do that. The craziness of social media. You should also know, Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian immigrant convicted of assassinating presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, was denied parole yesterday. I guess he was a little upset. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the killer remains a threat to the public, hasn't taken responsibility for a crime that added a dark page to the annals of U.S. history. Kennedy, of course, if you remember, a U.S. senator from New York, was shot within moments of claiming victory in California's pivotal Democratic presidential primary. Five others were wounded during the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles back in June of 68. So you should understand that George Soros, Los Angeles-based district attorney George Gascon, decided he was not going to oppose his parole application. And his initial parole request was granted last August on the 16th try, but the governor stepped in and said, nope, you're not doing it. There is some sensibility out here, but again, you see how the Democrats are turning on each other? And we wonder and continue to wonder about that guy that was out there in the jumpsuit on January 6th yelling at people to storm the Capitol. The guy's name is Ray Epps. Epic Times is reporting in an exclusive interview that Ray Epps is not an FBI informant. And now how do we know this? Because the attorney for Ray Epps, former FBI agent John Blishak, told the Epic Times his client has been interviewed by federal law enforcers and unequivocally he's not an FBI informant. This coming from an attorney who used to be an FBI agent. Gee, what a way to stack the deck. This, he says Epps is not a Fed, yet Epps is not there. He's not been charged, but he's got an attorney. Why? Because he could be. Maybe, maybe not. Blishak also denied any deals or agreements between Epps and the FBI. He said he's representing Epps in the event he becomes a potential defendant in any action brought as to what happened January 6th. And they've been working with that House committee. That's what we've been doing, according to the attorney. Huh. Yeah, they've been telling the House committee all this, right? I wonder what the House committee knows that they haven't told us yet. Not even a legitimate committee. It's one of the reasons why Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader, is not going to appear before them and let him see all of his emails and texts and everything else he's been doing or involved with. Not going to happen. The NIH has revealed the Wuhan lab partner EcoHealth Alliance committed more grant violations. Why am I not surprised? They failed to allow access to Wuhan's lab records and financial statements. Reporting inventions created at the lab or certifying the requirements imposed on it by the lab to make sure that funds were used in accordance with U.S. laws and regulations, according to the NIH Deputy Director Michael Lauer. EcoHealth has demonstrated a history of failure to comply with several elements of the terms and conditions of grant awards, not only for these active awards, but also for the suspended award ROAI110964. According to Lauer, who informed Peter Daszak, EcoHealth's chief staff and president. Really crazy how this thing is starting to unravel, folks. Echo Health, of course, is clamming up about the whole thing. After the break, we're going to be visiting with a doctor, Michelle Perro, who's an independent practitioner, researcher, educator, and lecturer on kids. She is a pediatrician. She's going to talk about all the junk food that you give your kids, their diet. Oh, well, it's not going to hurt them. They're young. She is co-author of a book, What's Making Our Children Sick, and we're going to have her on after the top of the hour break here. Our lines are always open at 844-769-2944. That gets you in studio if you happen to be listening. But we invite you to thepowerhour.com to check out Dr. Syed Haider's COVID protocols, part one and two. They're on Brighteon videos. And you can share these with your friends and let them know that we have a frontline doctor here that will help them stock their medicine cabinet in advance of getting COVID. Isn't that wonderful? Folks, you should know that we are doing our best to educate and inform here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back at the after the top of the hour break with Dr. Michelle Perro. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.